Aurelia Fidenison was an investigator for the State Department's internal watchdog agency, the Inspector General.
We also uncovered several allegations of criminal wrongdoing in cases, some of which never became cases.
In each case, DSS agents told the Inspector General's investigators that higher-ups told them to back off.
We were very upset. We expect to see influence, but the degree to which that influence existed and how high up it went was very disturbing.
Perhaps the most striking instance where agents told the IG they were told to stop investigating was the case of a U.S. ambassador in a sensitive diplomatic post suspected of patronizing prostitutes in a public park. The State Department Inspector General's memorandum refers to the 2011 investigation into the ambassador who routinely ditched his protective security detail, investigators suspected to solicit sexual favors from prostitutes. Sources told CBS News the ambassador was called to a meeting in Washington with Patrick Kennedy, Undersecretary of State for Management, but was allowed to return to his post.
You have a lot of what we refer to as hostile intelligence services in that city. I would be very surprised if some of those entities were not aware of the activities. So yes, it presents a serious risk to the United States government.
A draft of the Inspector General's report on the performance of the Diplomatic Security Service obtained by CBS News stated, hindering such cases calls into question the integrity of the investigative process, can result in counterintelligence vulnerabilities, and can allow criminal behavior to continue. John.